know that probably sounds very strange, but yeah, I want to shovel the snow from my mom's car.
Can you talk a little bit about your mom?
I'm Emma.
I'm Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're
the Perfect 10 After School. And we love to be a part of WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM, celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yay!
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Drummer Hamid Drake joined the Polish jazz band Hira.
Every teeth, I don't dot every eye. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes. Found in your grace, this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me. How can it be? Every sun, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me, love me. Oh, in spite of me.
Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a guard. I do it all by myself, I won't ask for help. And sometimes my mouth is smart, I can be insecure.
Can it?
choice.
You have a choice.
Go and take
every day.
You choose me.
You choose me.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
You have a choice.
You have a choice.
Of me. Oh my goodness. I know there's somebody out there that can agree and say the same. This is the word. This is truth. This is Miss Tasha Leonard, Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Yes, with In Spite of Me. Oh my God. I just resonated with me and let you know a little bit about where I'm at right now. Hallelujah. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his goodness. His mercy that is new every morning. Hallelujah. Yes, it is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, back here again. Me and you at WGXC 2. WGXC 90.7 FM. And give them a snap and a clap with me for being our radio, local community radio station. And we thank goodness and thank God for them. Listen, I want to just say, beloved, woo! We've come through a week, haven't we? Oh my gosh, we were all excited and still are excited that 2020 is in the rear view. But I told you, amen, 2021 got its challenges too. And you know what? God still loves us in spite of us. Oh yes, he does. That's why we're here with love, and we are here with music, with a message for your mind, your heart, your body, and your soul. Yes. So we got a lineup for you today. I wanted to bless you. I hope it'll minister to you the way it ministers to me. And this is what it's going to be. Lord, you are good. Yes, that's Mr. Todd Galbert. This place, huh? This place. Lord, you are good in this place, right here, right now, right where you are. That's, yes, Miss Tamala Mann's project. Mighty God with Sister Miranda Curtis. Wait on the Lord. Oh, my. James Wilson. That might be on my tombstone. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And then, beloved, we have Yes, You Can. Well, we're going to go to Wait on the Lord. And after that, I will be back with something to say about what's going on today. My spiritual social commentary will be here too, just for me and just for you. Yes, he speaks to me first. I hear it, then I share it. And right now, I want to share these musical masterpieces. Listen and be blessed.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said,
Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if lift your voice. Come on, tell them today. You so good to me. Let's go right here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I try, it wouldn't work.
Even if I try, cause you've been
so good
to me.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today. Oh,
you are good.
You've been so good.
You've been so good.
Repay you, Lord. I can
can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, shackles, when there was no way, oh God. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
My life, I'm living my life.
Oh, no.
faith,
but I've never
been in this place.
Time and time,
I never thought I'd win.
Oh Lord,
I've never
been
in
a lot of places, seen a lot of people.
Time and time again,
I'm in this place.
Never
There's nobody like our God, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad to be with WGXC 90.7 April Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. We have music for the mind, the body, and the soul. Yes, and we will continue with that. And then we'll be back with our spiritual social commentary.
Sing it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh,
yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Yes. They thought that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand. They said I couldn't do it. I heard you say.
You said yes, you
gotta
can.
Gotta sing it one more time.
Yes.
All that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand,
encouraged me to stand.
And when they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say.
God said, yes, you can, beloved. Say, Lord, how much longer? I can't take it. I can't hold on. I can't make it. God says, yes, you can. I'm here to say, yes, you can. Hold on, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. God is good, and he's in this place. He won't leave or forsake. Listen to the music and be blessed.
There's not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time he'll get involved. It's our God, he cares about us. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And he'll renew your strength. Okay. There's not a night.
I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus.
I'm going to wait on you, Jesus. Yes, I am. We're going to wait on you, Jesus. We ain't turning back now. We're not turning back now. Oh, my gosh. So, beloved, I got some things in my heart, on my mind. I want to share and offer up a prayer. And I know that you care. I know you care. Or else you wouldn't be here. You care about what's going on in our nation today, in our world today. You care about what's going on in our government, in our governance. And you know, God cares too. God cares too. And God raises up leaders. According to the scriptures, it says God raises up leaders and that we should pray for them so that we are able to live in peace. Biblically and historically, we can read of times when leaders were raised up for chastening, for punishing, for correcting God's people. Leaders were raised up to bless God's people and help them to live in peace and to prosper and to grow in unity and in harmony. And so we have both dynamics historically and biblically when it comes to how God operates in governance and in leadership. You know, we had a tumultuous week and the starting of a new year, 2021, with so much hope and expectation, much to celebrate, yes, and even a sense of relief for many. But also in this week, this first week, a lot of grief. I want to just, you know, speak on that for a minute and again extend my condolences to people who have lost their loved ones over the past week. Loved ones lost to violence, loved ones lost to sickness, loved ones lost to our inability to prepare and adequately meet the challenge of COVID in its early manifestations. And so there's a sense of grief, a great profound grief with that some of our loved ones were lost to us unnecessarily. So again, I hear you, I feel you, I pray for you, you who are going through that part of your journey. And then we have also in this week related to that, you know, each day record numbers of people who are affected by it. So for those who are struggling and recovering, our prayers are with you as well. And those who are caregivers, just know we are praying, and I don't say that tongue in cheek. We have committed to praying every day and have a group of people who pray with us by phone every night and every morning. We are praying, and we believe God is hearing. Churches all over our nation, all over the world are praying. With the shutdowns, more people are coming together on Zoom lines and conference calls to pray. And I know that God is hearing and answering, because far more people who become infected survive than die. I know God is answering because we have a record vaccine rollout production and rollout. A little off on the rollout, but in the production of it and the presentation of it as useful to the public. So we see and we know God is moving. And certainly in the time of tremendous sorrow and grief, our human hearts and souls could not bear it unless we be undergirded by a greater force than ourselves. So I do acknowledge and thank God for that. And I pray for us to come into a deeper realization of how good God really is. I wanted to share today for a few minutes from the thought, a house divided cannot stand. A house divided cannot stand. And, you know, it's taken a while for even some of the media controllers, the deciders, a word that was made possible by President George Bush, but some of the deciders, has taken them a while. It has taken a while even for some of our leadership to really understand how a schism has been created and perpetuated and augmented by rhetoric that has come out of the highest offices of our land. And we saw the manifestation of it through the summer. And I think in the summer, we were thinking that this is America's reckoning with the issue and the matter of weight of race and the attitude, the dogma, the doctrine, the collective conscious of a white supremacy race, the white superior race of the races that are in the world and of the races that are in our nation. And so, you know, we saw people getting woke, and we saw people, you know, realizing things that were going on right under their noses and that they were blind to and they did not see, they did not sense. And so there was a celebration of enough is enough. Not everybody was celebrating, but, you know, it was just good to see worldwide and in our nation, you know, the streets just filled with people of every hue under the human rainbow, you know, marching in unity and protesting what has become a perpetuated and protected institutionally and systemically in our country. And so, so you know, we got to, and through the election and a little sigh of relief, and then, you know, the anticipation of a new administration. And then we get into the first week of January. And some of the things that went on in this first week, we had a young woman who was visiting in New York and has been since extradited back from California to New York to face charges under the gnome Karen. People who, women, particularly white women, who accuse Black people of crimes that they have not committed, just because of the way Black people have been demonized in the collective conscious of America as criminals and thugs, et cetera, and so forth, starting from, you know, end of the slavery period and the birth of the nation in the early part of the last century as the rally cry to fear of Black skin that is free. And then we saw early last week a church right down the road in Pittsfield, a man who had tried to burn down the Martin Luther King Presbyterian Church three times. We saw that last week. And then, you know, we had a moment of relief and celebration that in Georgia there had been a bastion of supremacy and voter suppression. The first poll taxes coming out of Georgia, electing their first Black senator, their first Jewish senator. And so, you know, really signifying the emergence of a new South, leaving behind all of that race rhetoric and domination. And then the very next day, you know, we watched some people in horror and shock and disbelief, and some people knowing that this is a fulfillment of the handwriting on the wall, as a from what I could see, a 99.9% white mob of angry armed people prevailed on our state, our national capital. Now, we saw them do this in a state capital, go into the capital fully armed and walk out. You know, while at the same time we saw Black children playing in a park or going home from the store brutally murdered for no reason, unarmed, peaceful, minding their business, you know, with state-sanctioned violence. We've seen all of these things. We lived all these things. We're going through these things. And it just reminds me to remind us as community, as family, as humanity, of the words of Christ and the words of President Abe Lincoln: a house divided against itself cannot stand. How are we going to find our way out of this? And how are we going to find our way back to our better selves, our higher selves? I do believe that it is with the fidelity to our faith in God, trusting God to get us through as he did with President Lincoln and his leadership, under his leadership, before and during and after the Civil War. He said, a house divided cannot stand against itself. And that at that time, the nation, as he gave a speech called the same, it was the fifth year of a policy that was initiated with the object of ending slavery. We're into the fifth year of a policy called Trumpism, a policy that promised to make America great again. And for many of us, white dominated and white ruled, white led again. And we saw that, if you had any question about that, we saw that in the administration that he selected us. We saw that in the mob that descended on the Capitol in an act of sedition and insurrection. But God. So we have to just decide that we're going to be Americans and we're going to do the work of reuniting. We're going to do the work. And rather than, for me, rather than being angry and hostile and bitter toward those people who were used in that way, I say, you know, the devil tried to use them, but let's pray and let's work so that the devil can lose them, that we can find our way to that more perfect union, and that we can agree to disagree, but remember that we are one house, one nation, a one nation under God, indivisible with truth and liberty and justice for all. That is the goal. That is the goal. And that is the higher calling. So beloved, that's my spiritual social commentary for today. I thank God as we continue to watch and pray as we go into a new day with a new administration in not many days from now. We're not going to fall. This house won't fall. This house will not fall. And this house will cease to be divided because of you and because of me and because of God above. God is good all the time. And all the time we look to God. We have another song that we want to share to solidify what we believe. I want you to keep the faith, beloved. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.